You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, March 12th, 2016. It is week 155 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Stresko.
And since it's Thursday, it is time to announce this week's America Sweetheart. It is none other than...
Drum roll.
Oh, wait, let me find his birth name. Robert John Downey Jr.
The man himself.
Wait, what? Robert Downey Jr. nursed Chris Evans' Captain America injury? What injury?
He got hurt?
I came to set to start shooting and they show me a couple minutes of footage. Like, hey, here's what we've been doing. This is a shot of where Cap is holding this big helicopter and says, you know what? All the things he's done, that's the one that he's going to injure him. I knew it, Robert told People. Because they're saying flex and hold. Hold it. It wasn't the other 3,000 stunts. It was that. I did. My arm got all messed up. I went to Robert's trailer and he put these things all over my arm. I did actually mess my arm up doing that helicopter thing.
Wow.
The things Chris described were a high-tech pulsating muscle massager. Interesting.
Yeah, the helicopter thing was crazy.
That was a crazy scene. Okay. So, fun fact. Oh, wait. How old is he?
Oh. Whew. I gotta... All right.
Walk us through it.
This one, I know, but I'm oscillating between if he got older.
That's how people tend to...
I know. Time tends to work. I know he turned 50, but I don't know if he's 51 yet. So I'll go with he's still 50.
You are wrong. He is 51.
Darn it! I didn't know he... Because I knew he was 50, but I thought he... I didn't know if his birthday... I didn't know when his birthday was.
His birthday was April 4th.
Damn it, I'm like a month off.
Oddly enough, April 4th, our America's Sweetheart was George Clooney. And now it's Robert Downey Jr.
And now it was George Clooney's birthday.
And it's George Clooney's birthday, like on Friday with mine.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
So, did you know he got in fight in jail? He got in a fight in jail when he was serving time for a probation violation?
No. Did he win?
Got a cut.
Did he win?
He got a cut over his nose. And he got cheated for the cut.
How's the other guy?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You should see the other guy.
Peter O'Toole is his favorite actor. His son is named Indio Falconer Downey. And
whoa, what a name.
His first wife was Deborah Falconer. And he was
what a name.
His son was born on September 7th, 1993. I'm not going to go over some of the crazy prison stuff, but his father introduced him to drugs by offering him a marijuana joint when he was 8 years old.
Dumb. It's not a path. Not a good path.
While drunk, he wandered into a neighbor's Malibu home that he thought was his own. Mm-hmm. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I knew. I heard about this one.
And fell asleep in their child's bed. He was arrested for being under the influence of drugs, which was his third violation of his probation.
Yeah, that's like the most insane thing.
He took a daily drug test during the filming of Two Girls and a Guy in 1997. Hmm. He once worked as a piece of living art in Soho Nightclub in New York.
Interesting.
So that means he can't own any guns, right?
Is that true? Really? Oh, if you're like a...
Felon? Is that a felon?
Is that a felon?
I don't know. His parents were divorced when he was 11 years old. In a symbolic attempt to bury his decadent 1980s Brat Pack image and begin a new phase of his life and career after filming Chaplin... In 91, he literally buried the clothes that he wore in 1987, less than zero, in the backyard of his house. And he also kept a lot of the authentic vintage clothing he wore in the movie Chaplin. He moved around a lot as a kid because his father was an independent filmmaker. He spent a lot of his youth on the move, and he lived in various points in Connecticut, New York, California, London, Paris, and Woodstock. At the age of 10, while living in London, he attended the Perry House School in Chelsea and studied classical ballet. He married his first wife after dating her for only 42 days. He dropped out of Santa Monica High School at the age of 17 and moved to New York to become an actor. And his first jobs in the city included busing tables and working in a shoe store, as well as performing as living art. He starred in Elton John's music video for the song I Want Love. He was let out of rehab for one day in late July, specifically to shoot the video, which was filmed in one long continuous take at Greystone Manor in Beverly Hills. It was his first work since being fired from Ally McBeal. He was a childhood friend of Moby, the musician. Mm-hmm. He was the first regular cast member of SNL to be nominated for an Academy Award in the category of Best Actor in a Leading Role. John Cusack and Dan Aykroyd were also nominated for the Academy Awards several years before Downey, but both were nominated for supporting roles. He proposed to his wife, Susan Downey, on her 30th birthday. Sting and Billy Idol performed at his wedding. Before he starred as Iron Man, he had done three films with actors who had played Batman. He starred with George Clooney in Good Night and Good Luck, and Val Kilmer in Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, and Michael Keaton in Game 6. He gave life to the same character in two movies in the same year, which is Iron Man and Incredible Hulk. I didn't know they came out in the same year. That's crazy.
Yeah. The end credit scene.
Oh, he wore lifts in Iron Man and its sequel and in Sherlock Holmes in order to enhance his height.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But just, wait, in every Iron Man movie he does that, or just in the first Iron Man? I'm so confused.
He was roommates with Kiefer Sutherland in the 80s. He's the first and only actor to win a Golden Globe for portraying Sherlock Holmes.
Huh. You won an Oscar for that?
Yeah. Or no, Golden Globe.
Oh, Golden Globe. Sorry, I was like, no way, you won an Oscar.
Huh. He told Jimmy Kimmel that he is not a method actor. He's good friends with Jamie Foxx.
Well, Iron Man, Iron Man's just based on him.
Yeah.
That specific role.
Oh, he's worked with four Dr. Watsons. He worked with Jude Law in his own Sherlock Holmes. In Iron Man 3, he worked with Ben Kingsley. In Captain America Civil War, he worked with Martin Freeman. And in The Judge, he worked with Robert Duvall. And all those people have played Watson. He was considered for the role of Batman and Bruce Wayne in Batman 1989. Mm-hmm. He was considered for the role of Edward Scissorhands. That's it. How tall do you think he is? That one's like impossible to know, I think.
I think he's like 5'9".
Yeah. Damn, maybe we should start playing that game.
Well, that one, I just know it because of what they were talking about with Spider-Man. I knew Spider-Man's like 5'6 or something, like Tom Holland is. So I knew he was shorter than Robert Downey Jr. And I knew he was like around my height, a little taller.
And you're what? You're 5'8"?
5'8", yeah. So I knew... I just knew that because they were talking about the height of Spider-Man, mm-hmm. and how like what's it, the guy who did Ender's Game, that guy's like super tall. He's like 6 foot or something. Or not.
Is that super tall
too? I guess not super tall, but I mean comparatively to like Tom Holland. Yeah. I was the comparative like height. But it was, yeah.
Like, is that how you
I remember that.
Like,
what?
I was like, is that how
no,
you
no, I meant like in the Spider-Man context of like the Robert Downey Jr. And I thought that was a thing for some reason, that his height worked better with Robert Downey Jr. because he was smaller than him.
The other day, a friend that we both know, who's been on this podcast once, said that I have super long legs. She just noticed at my birthday.
Oh, really?
That I have super long legs. And then she kept mentioning it. And I was like, okay, I get it.
I guess because once it gets pointed out in your brain, you're just like, that's shocking to me.
I was like, I get it. I'm a freak. My legs are freakishly long. Okay. And I can't run for shit, which is a shocking thing. Like
you think the legs would help.
Yeah. They just get in the way. Now it's time for This Week in Movies and the Now. This week, The Darkness and Money Monster come out. So The Darkness is with Kevin Bacon and it's a horror movie. So
I do not think either of these movies will beat Captain America.
I'll probably say not.
Find it very hard to believe.
So first up is The Darkness, if my speakers are on.
Which they are not, or they're very low. It's Batman. That guy's Batman in Gotham. Hear something.
Okay, let's start this over again.
All right. So Batman from Gotham's in it. Okay. He's also the son of Chris Hardwick's therapist.
In real life?
Or former therapist, yes. Weird facts you learn from podcasts. That's always the Indians and their horror. Those Native Americans.
I think there's a line that we missed in there.
I think
where
so.
He called him a little pussy or something. Why would he take those?
Yeah, he heard the story and he's like, I'm afraid, but I'll still do it.
Is that a beer? Is it a cell phone or something?
He can like hear or something maybe.
Whoa, what's that mean?
Is this kid, like, murdering people, maybe? Is he an orphan, too?
Oogie boogie boogie.
I'm a wolf! Counting, man. It's always a trip.
I can't. I can't imagine the Native American people are not up in arms about this movie.
Yeah, that is a... Yeah, that seems like an old trope. Like, why would you bring that back?
Like, bone tomahawk.
Seems kind of messed up.
Okay, next up is Money. That was unbelievable. Are we not going to say it's like dirty hands and stuff? That's clearly because they're brown, right?
Yeah,
I guess. Because they live in the sand?
I guess they're all dirty all the time, so they leave handprints. Kind of messed up. Okay, next up,
Money Monster.
Got some George Clooney up in here, Julia Roberts.
And some guy.
And some guy. A Sony movie.
Smokehouse.
I don't remember hearing about this in the leak.
In the what?
in the Sony leak.
Oh, yeah.
Is this based on a real story?
I don't think so. FNN.
Okay.
Stay
calm. I'm right
here. Remember that time Jim Cramer was held at gunpoint by a crazed guy?
Yeah, did I miss that in the news cycle? Is he like the Cookie Monster? He's got to eat the money.
Put the cameras on. Oh, Jodie Foster directed this movie.
What you realize is that, dude, he's not mad that the company just wanted better ratings. So they hired this guy.
It's a big reality TV show.
I bet you that gets killer ratings. Giancarlo Esposito is in this movie.
As a cop.
Yep.
Is that Michael Douglas?
No.
Why would she flinch when a gun is being shot at the camera? TV? Jack O'Connell. Oh, an Asian guy. This movie's going to do huge in China.
I don't get it.
I think this trailer was poorly made. I think we saw too much of this movie.
Already. Yeah, that we know what's gonna happen ish. But I don't get. I'm like, they don't have answers. Aren't all those shows they just start bullshitting and then they're like, it's not. We can't predict the future. I don't know. Bizarre.
I want to watch a different trailer for that movie because I feel like that was like a weird.
They have another trailer. In a world where.
Oh, no, that's the one we just saw. Nope, same trailer.
They just got that one. They're like, we made this one. We're done.
Let's just watch a trailer for God's Not Dead again, you guys.
One more time. God's Not Dead 2.
God's Not Dead.
He's not dead again.
He's really alive.
I think we proved this in the first one, maybe. I don't know. Maybe we didn't. That's why we got to make a second one.
Melissa Joan Hart, America's sweetheart. So, yeah. Those two movies are coming out today.
They are. They are. Those movies, they just they keep making movies, don't they?
Yeah. Let's see. Maybe there's a trailer that's interesting.
So I'm trying to think. I think if we saw any during Captain America, but I don't think we saw anything that was
different.
We saw the Doctor Strange again.
We saw Warcraft.
Warcraft again. But nothing like crazy. Oh, we saw Independence Day again.
Yeah.
Did we see the Star? I think we saw a Star Trek trailer again.
Yeah. You want to watch a trailer for a porn parody of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
What?
It's safe for work because it's on Netflix. I mean, it's on YouTube.
But they're turtles. They're telling me that's Let's disgusting.
See. Woodrocket.com presents.
Woodrocket. It was many moons ago. Shrek. Splinter.
Especially in the lower shell area. Wow. Oh, 10-inch Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Wow.
Is that a female Shredder? Pass me some pizza. Do you want it with pepperoni? I've already got a pepperoni. Michelangelo Blow.
This is kind of disturbing because they look like the ones from the 90s.
Yeah. In more news, Trump.
You're about to taste our turtle wax. He even got political on this.
And then it's the actress, April O'Neil. Followed it, got tired of it, posting like if you agree memes. Unfollowed it, unfriended it, blocked it. Spreader. Instead of Shredder. Donatello. Raph something. Rock out with my cock out, dude. Prepare to get cut. You've already been cut, by our teenage mutant ninja rabbi. Ninjitsu Kaki! So they're Jewish. First rule of sewer fight club is don't step in the poop. Come a bugger, dude. Why don't you guys just fuck already and get it over with? Well. I'm in. We're coming out of our shells. It's like 50 Shades of Green. Balls in play. Maybe batter up. So that just happened. Biggest regret of the podcast, I think.
That was terrible.
Oh, wait. Did we ever watch the trailer for Southside with You? Did I talk about this?
What is that?
It's the Obama one. Obama date.
Oh,
movie?
No, I don't think so.
I saw this trailer. I forgot.
This seems like the best time to do it.
Yeah, let's clean our palates.
For sure.
Oh, that horrifying.
This is like their first date, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm cool. I'm Obama. I was late. Wasn't he late?
Yeah.
I'm late. Oh, he's going to be the president. Whoa, conflict of interest much. He's got a hole in his car.
He's a RZA John Legend.
This is so bizarre, though.
I thought it was going to be a cigarette.
I need to smoke.
Oh, damn.
But there's no Chicago violence in this movie. But they're in the South Side.
No, I mean, this is...
But the stereotypes.
So, yeah.
Interesting.
I'm just not going to put that we ever saw that other one.
But what happens when we go there like a couple months later and like, did we watch this trailer already?
I don't think I'm ever going to ask that question. I can easily say that.
And on Netflix today, Bleeding Heart from 2015.
Yeah, so that's going to be our secret for everyone who listened to that podcast. That first trailer we saw has never happened with trailer talk.
Never happened.
Never.
No.
So yeah, come back tomorrow for Friday the 13th. Very Ooh. Spooky. Spooky
Ooh.
Podcast. Not really. We're just going to sacrifice a bunch of summer camp counselors.
Yeah. It's what you do.
When in Rome.
It's what you do.
Eat that pizza that I talked about a few episodes ago.
Hey, you still got some leftovers? Yeah. Well,
kill the pizza guy. Yeah. So come back tomorrow for Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday.
That's it. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.